Good evening, YouTube. Welcome to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. Take a breath, everyone. Relax. What a weekend of FPL action that was. Oh my God. Game week 9 delivered in spades, didn't it?
What is it about when there's a Friday night game?
It was mental this weekend.
Honestly, though, I feel like every time we have a Friday night fixture, the whole game week goes mental.
That's unbelievable. And we spent all week talking about, well, Lukaku's injured, so who are you going to get, Kane or Vardy? The answer was, of course, Tino Livramento and his mate up there, who I called last week. I was talking about Broja last week, wasn't I? What a player this kid looks like. More on him a bit later on. But what an unbelievable week of not just Premier League action, but FPL action as well. Lots and lots of big scores going on in the FPL community. I'd like to hear from you guys in the chat and in the comments if you're watching the replay. Let me know how you got on this week, because there were some absolutely incredible scores and some amazing football as well. You can tell from the look on my face, guys, that I'm a very happy boy this afternoon. And we'll talk about the Liverpool game and the Manchester United game a bit more later on in detail. Not so good for your boys at the West Ham Stadium today, but
they ruined my day.
It's
the Colts. They won. Liverpool,
that's
they won.
That's true.
Spurs, useless.
London County Colts under 8s did win this morning 7-1. Absolutely
Legends.
Sensational, which I thought might be the score at Old Trafford at one stage this afternoon. However, Spurs not getting the win at West Ham. But no, I mean, listen, that's a difficult place to go, West Ham. That's not an easy game. Not an easy
I
game.
I didn't think it was all negative, actually, today. There were a few, you know, I watched that game and there were some positive performances for a change.
We'll talk about some of those positives a bit later on, including Kane's defending from that set piece, which was frankly woeful, absolutely woeful. But before all of that, and before we talk about the games, and we'll talk about what happened from an FPL perspective, we'll talk about our teams as well. And guys, if you haven't seen it yet on social media, you are going to want to stick around to hear how our teams got on this week. You are going to want to see Sam's score this week. It's absolutely ridiculous. So wait until the end of the stream. Hold on. Stay tuned. Wait for Sam's score at the end of this video. Absolutely ridiculous. And as I speak, my phone, just in front of me, my phone has pinged up a little notification. Don't know if you can see that, Sam. Salah due to rise, Fantasy Football Fix tells us. It's like, who's not got him? Who is buying Salah now?
He's only owned by 66% of the game.
It is ridiculous. He should be owned by absolutely everyone. He's the world's best at the minute. So good. And I'm going to wax lyrical about him all night. So good.
Just a request, please. You know, could we just cancel the African Cup of Nations?
That is going to be a challenge for Liverpool, isn't it?
Could we
when he and Salah, he and Mane go off over there, it's going to be a challenge. But Salah absolutely on fire with the hat-trick today at Old Trafford, as was this guy over...
Towards me.
There he is. The man, Mason Mount. What a performance from Money Mace, the star boy from Chelsea, in a 7-0 rout of Norwich earlier... Was it today? No, yesterday was the game. Did it? I mean, it said a lot about Chelsea's title credentials, but it did say a lot about Norwich, I'm afraid, as well, which they really were, and I think are now, the whipping boys. If you weren't sure that they were going to get relegated, Norwich, it's looking... They're looking pretty doomed, aren't they? I mean, that's terrible.
I don't really know what to say.
No,
other
just,
than...
Yeah,
they were awful.
And we all often in FPL, we're talking about who we should pick, but often you'll be talking about who we should target as well, teams and opposition to play against. And Norwich are a team to target right now.
Then,
very
though,
bad.
Because their next week's really opposition bad. Have got no one either.
True. Yeah, true enough. Well, let's get into these games, Sam. But before we do, let's say hello to a few people. Brian Springer is here. As always, Brian, very nice to see you. Tabrez Azami is here. Hey, Tabrez, very nice to see you. Matt Henley is in. Very nice to see you, Matt. Welcome to the live stream. Hungry for More FPL. Very nice to see you. Good evening. Ben is here. Tendai Horton is here. Very nice to see you. He says, the Fantasy Football Fix website is down. Yes, I'm not surprised.
Everything's down.
Lots of people trying to check in their scores and all sorts at the moment, saying not surprised to hear that Fix and a few others might be down. B is here. How are we doing, B? Nice to see you. Very nice to see you. Chris is in. Scott Schrager, the OG, is in, as always. Nice to see you, Scott. John Gaultier. Nicholas Chia. Who else have we got? Jordan Crooks. Yo-Yo, he says. How are we doing? Yo-Yo. Emma249 is here. Hey, Emma. Very nice to see you. Richard Hobson, unfortunately, I'm a Derby fan. I'm hoping this season might be the season our record is broken. Well, Richard, good luck if you are I don't know much about how Derby County are getting on, by the way. I don't
know. Best mates at school is a Derby fan.
Are they? Well, there we go. You can tell us in the chat how they're getting on, Richard. I'm not following him, I must admit. Gavin Doyle is here. Hi, guys. 103 points net for game week 9. And back into the top 40k overall. Flame emoji for you there, Gavin Doyle. Very, very good.
100 points indeed. Club. Very, very, very nice. Good.
Dylan Williams is here. 100k Red Arrow with 77 points up into the top 200k. Very
bad
good.
Luck that is, isn't it? Because in normal game week, a return of 77...
is very good.
Would be very good.
And it is, I think, if you look at the average, I think it's still above average, Sam, for this
but
game
But when
week,
Salah so. Goes mental...
it's a tough one. Yeah, absolutely. Chris Ollie, 88 points, but it should have been better. So there we go. Chris, 88 points, and he's still not happy. He's still not happy with 88.
I've got a lot of time for that, though.
It's what? Just constant push for greatness.
Yeah.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Time for that.
Time for that. Abube is in 116 points this game week into the top 100k, 80k. There are some seriously, seriously good scores. Knocking about. Upgrade is in 107 points up to 16k
nice.
Overall.
Nice,
so
nice,
good.
Nice.
So good. Charlie
16K
Costa.
Overall, did you say?
He is, yes.
Very nice.
Very good indeed. Charlie Costa in with the 99 points.
Oh,
absolutely
the worst score to get.
Yeah. That's hard to take.
That's the one I hate the most.
That is hard to take. Fastlagan Min is in 122 points. God,
very nice.
Goodness me, guys. That is some sensational stuff. Going on in here. Jamie Rivera, 108 points.
Very nice.
And Meaty
Very
Warrior
nice.
Is here saying any Havertz captain is in here. Now, let's start, Sam. And I want to go and talk about these games. And I want to go from Mason Mount, who we've got there on the graphic, over to the game week scores. And I'm going to change windows here and I'm going to open up Chelsea versus Norwich. Because if you are a Kai Havertz owner, I think you can consider yourselves desperately unlucky. Desperately unlucky. Everything about that decision... to bring Havertz in, he's playing the false nine, he's up front, we've seen him play well there before. A 7-0 win for Norwich, so you've called the right result, you've called it a big scoreline for Chelsea, and he doesn't get anything. He gets a three-pointer. How would you feel if you had Havertz? You'd be gutted, wouldn't you? Absolutely gutted.
You would, but equally, what have we seen from Havertz that made all of us think that this was going to be a good idea?
Well...
it's part of the reason I didn't do it this week, is, and I very nearly did, believe me, I... pondered quite a long time on Thursday. So for those that didn't see my stories later on last week, I was actually at a meeting when the Lukaku injury happened. I knew nothing about it apart from that the guys in our Slack, every 2 minutes my phone went across yeah. the table. So I knew something had gone on, but not exactly what. So when I got home and Lee went, did you know Lukaku went off injured? As we were going to bed, I was like,
no.
What? Yeah. Well, that's fine. I'll check nobody's changing price tonight and I'll make the moves tomorrow. And then I was listening to stuff being chatted about and I was looking at Havertz and I kept thinking to myself, I've not seen Havertz play well yet this season.
Yeah.
So why would I spend -4 on him?
Yeah.
And in the end, that's what made me not do it, knowing it was against Norwich and knowing it might bite me. But sorry, Havertz. But I still didn't think he played that well.
So
it was definitely the Mason Mount show.
So what had you seen from Kane this season to suggest that you wanted to bring
one
him
goal.
In? You can't use that
it
logic.
It wasn't.
Kane's done nothing all season.
No, but it
either.
Was different because for Kane, it was not a hit. It was just a straight swap, right. Kane to Lukaku. But for to do Havertz, I was going to have to take out Jota.
Jota, yes,
and
Jota.
I was going to have to change him for a -4. And I just didn't feel like it was the right thing to do.
So that was the move you were pondering, Jota to Havertz for a -4.
Well, it felt like...
cool, that was a
brilliant
thought.
It felt like everybody was going Havertz.
Yeah.
And I kept
it did feel there was a groundswell, wasn't there? It really
and
was.
I kept looking at it thinking, am I missing something here? Like, yeah. Have I missed something that suddenly means that, yes, he's going to play in a false nine, but I haven't yet seen anything from him. And it's also the reason why I didn't look at Mount, who... actually now
wish
we
you had.
Have seen yeah, something yeah. from and well do I wish I had because it would have been for Jota again so
well yes you wish you had I mean he got the hat trick didn't he
yeah but I'm still quite pleased okay. It still would have been okay. a -4 so I'm still all right with that okay. But I worry about this Havertz thing. We don't know how long Lukaku's out for, how long is he going to be in a false nine for, and I didn't feel like I saw enough from him in this game okay. either.
Well, I thought Havertz owners, and particularly those that captained him, there was a bit of a groundswell on
there
FPL
was.
Twitter for Havertz captain.
We all get carried away with these things, though, don't we?
Maybe in hindsight you can say that. Yeah, maybe in hindsight you can say that. But listen, Chelsea winning 7-0 at Norwich if you're captaining Havertz and you see the team sheet and he playing in the false nine and Chelsea win 7-0, if you don't watch any of that game and you captain Havertz and you pick it up on 90 minutes and see the scoreline, you are rubbing your hands together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
So I think you are deeply, deeply unlucky.
It's the same
no
as Torres when he was in the false nine, I suppose. It's the same thing again.
Yes. Super chat from Liam Healy. Thank you, Liam, for the super chat. He says, evening, Liam Sam. 96 points.
Very nice.
Very good, Liam. And also, it's my 25th birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday,
Liam. A long-term supporter of the podcast, of the video streaming, and one of our patrons.
All the best people are born in October.
So, Liam, happy birthday. Many happy returns for tomorrow, mate. The big 2-5.
I wish I was 25.
Can I just think of that exact thing? Elsewhere,
it's been a long time since we were 25.
That's absolutely true. And I'm going to spend the net amount of 0 minutes talking about Norwich, but I am going to spend the rest of the time dedicated to this game talking about the other Chelsea options. So, obviously, Havertz hasn't worked out. If you've got him, I think you're unlucky and maybe you keep.
Well, you have to.
Where else in this Chelsea team do you go, though? Because, again, the Tuchel tombola, whatever you want to call it, was in action. You got Azpilicueta benched at the beginning of the game. A lot of managers got caught out by that. But, again, you know, the points flowing for Reece James. The points flowing for Chilwell. Another goal. What's that? 4 in a row now for Chilwell. Absolute goal machine. Even an assist. A fantasy assist at that for Rudiger when it hits the guy's hand.
Very nice.
Which we'll take. And then Mount, obviously, with the three. So let's have a look at the Chelsea fixtures going forward. I just want to bring
these up. Of
course,
we have got cup action midweek. So let's see what... We're going to get some understanding.
Oh, hold on, that one.
We're going to get some understanding, aren't we, this week about who does Tuchel play in the cup. If he plays Alonso in the cup, then I think Alonso owners, you need to sell him.
Yeah. All right. So, keep an eye on the cup lineups for absolute sure. But let me just read these Chelsea fixtures for you, Sam. Newcastle away next. Burnley at home. Then away to Leicester. Home to Man United, which on the ticker here is a red fixture. Let me tell you, based on today, that is not a red fixture. And then Watford. The next five look sensational for Chelsea, don't they?
Only if you get the ones that play.
Well, this is... Are we now talking about Chelsea in the same way that we were talking about Man City last season? Or even Man City this season, quite frankly? Are we talking about buying a ticket to this tombola and making sure that you're in it to win it?
Maybe. I think there's some that is less worrying. Like Mount, I do think...
He's going to play most
when
weeks,
fit
isn't
and
he,
available,
Mount?
Yeah. He's going to play most weeks.
Look at them. They've been toiling for weeks. They've been struggling for creativity in the middle. Not struggling for industry at all. Kovacic has been playing fantastic. And they've got loads of... They've got teams in there. All of that creativity is suddenly going to come back, or at least some of it will. And that will benefit Lukaku. Yeah. Well, the injury happened and it still benefited the Chelsea boys. But it was actually Mount, rather than being the creator, turned into the goal scorer, took the game by the scruff of the neck. So I think Mount is... Is it chasing points now to get Mason Mount? Because he's a really nice price point, right?
He can't be chasing. It's 1 week, right? We were waiting on him partly because we hadn't seen him enough. He'd been injured. He was kind of not really in it. We were waiting for him to be back. It's part of the reason I didn't fully look at him this week. I kind of discounted him because I was a bit like, where are we with Mason Mount? But what we've seen is how important... I think what this game highlighted is how important Mason Mount is to the way that Chelsea play, which we already knew from last season. But I think we had some wobbles with him earlier on this season because we weren't really seeing it under Tuchel and injuries and everything else.
His scores before the 24-pointer in this game week, if we go all the way back to game week 4, 0 points. Did he even play in game week 4? Let's see. No, didn't play then.
Injured,
but he did play in 5 and he got 1 point, 0, 1, 1 and then 24. So if you did stick on Mount or you bought him in for this game week, absolutely
well.
Fair play. Only owned by 11.5% at time of recording. I suspect that before this game week, he was probably a little bit lower than that. 7.4. So he's in that nice bracket with the Fodens, with the Jotters, with the... Even if you've got a bit of money in the bank, you know, keep an eye on this Rafinha injury as well, because you might want to go to Mason Mount. Look, those fixtures I just read out a second ago. Forget the fact Man United is red. What did I say? Newcastle, Burnley, Man United, Watford?
There's nothing not to like Mason Mount, I think, now. He and Rudiger and Mendy are the ones for me that if you want to invest in Chelsea and you want to invest in them in a way that means you can be as sure as we can be that you get them playing in all of those nice fixtures, then those are the three that you invest in. If you go Chilwell or Alonso, if you go Reece James, then you add an element of risk to your life. And you, there is a chance that they miss out on one or two of those nice fixtures.
Feels like feast or famine for Reece James, isn't it? He either comes on for the one-point cameo, which it has happened a few times this season, or he gets on and he's got a double-digit haul on him. It feels as if you can suck up those one-pointers and be patient with him and play him, he will return for you. I don't know about the other side. I know it's 4-4 for Chilwell.
No, but Elijah will still play some.
Do you think Chilwell's first choice? Do you think he is Tuchel's first choice on that side? I think he is.
I think he is, yes. Yeah. But I don't think that means that he'll play every single match because he will give Alonso game time. Right. So for me, I think Azpilicueta is safer, but he will rest him from time to time, which is what we saw this weekend. When I streamed with Az during the week, I said, I worry Azpilicueta will get benched this week. This is the perfect moment to give him a rest, given all the fixtures that he's had. He's not missed any.
Sure.
It was the perfect moment against a Norwich side that can't score goals to give Azpilicueta a bit of a break. Plus, he had everyone else back available. Yeah. So it was a great opportunity for him to do that. So
who's the safest defender to go for then?
Rudiger. Rudiger is the safest bet. And I think whilst, you know, we both said to each other, didn't we, because we both own Rudiger, it's... You're not... I looked at those scores from, you know, Chilwell, from Reece James, and was a bit like, on Rudiger. But then actually, next week, he'll be out there, he'll play again.
Hey, listen, nine-pointer, not to be sniffed at, right?
But in comparison to the others, it feels a bit... But over the course of a few weeks, when Reece James may miss some, Chilwell may miss one, I think they level out anyway. Yeah. So Rudiger for safety feels better for me.
Okay, all right, a couple of super chats. One from Mienna Sidhorn. Thank you, Mienna, for the super chat. Hey, guys, did have -4... for Jota to Son and Williams to Livramento. So at least Livramento's worked out for you. One lesson I learned is not to look at BPS until the game is over. Lost 7 points from Jose Sarr. Yeah, we'll talk about the last minute equaliser for Leeds a bit later on. So those moves, I guess getting Jota out for Son hasn't worked for you there, Mienna. But at least Livramento is in now and looking like, to be honest with you, not looking anywhere near like bench fodder. Livramento at the minute, he's looking like a starter in my 11 every single week. Absolutely sensational.
Unlucky not to keep the clean sheet, to be honest.
Yeah,
and
totally.
It looks like getting attacking returns all the blooming time. So what's not to love?
Totally. And another super chat from Cy Burdett. Thank you, Cy. Well, hello there, sausages, he says. Are you well? Hello, Cy. We're doing very well, thank you. I took a -12 this week by accident. Forgot I made the transfers. Are you really playing FPL, Si? Are you really playing?
How did you forget you made a transfer?
How do you forget? How do you know -12 by accident? But hit near the 100 points mark. Unexpected luck. So there we go. So he's gone to the 100 points mark.
I really
despite,
want to know what they were.
Despite cocking up the -12.
Do you think he made one and then forgot he'd made one and then made two more?
Absolutely no idea. Absolutely no idea. John Tyner. Thank you, John, for the super chat. Hey, guys, 101 points. Ooh, nice.
Very nice.
Is it time to sell Rafinha and Sarr? Got
one
Gray,
for you, that one.
Salah and Grealish. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go and talk about Rafinha now. Let's go to the Leeds game and talk about Leeds versus Wolves briefly. A game that Wolves were leading for a very long period of time until it was Rodrigo's penalty, wasn't it? 94th, 95th minute that got Leeds
Semedo
out of jail. And took the Semedo clean sheet and the Jose Sarr 7-pointer that was mentioned there before. Is it time to sell Rafinha? I think we really have to wait to see what the state of the injury is, because it's certainly not the time to sell Rafinha with the fixtures coming up. I just want to have a look at Leeds. I know they've got a good fixture up next, but I want to see what's after that. It's Norwich next, of course. Then it's Leicester, Spurs, Brighton and Palace. So it does get a little bit tighter for them after Norwich, but I certainly would not want to be selling Rafinha if he is fit ahead of Norwich. However, what I will say, let's go back to here. What I will say is he toiled again, Rafinha, from the highlights that I saw. Didn't see the whole game, but from what I saw, typical Rafinha performance. Full of class, trying to take the game by the scruff of the neck, working his nuts off, being as creative as possible, with just utter guff around him.
That's my issue here, is that the lead side, since they've been missing Bamford especially...
Phillips is the one. It's saying back they miss Bamford is an easy out, right? It's Phillips they miss.
Well, they miss so many key players from last season that they are now really struggling. And as good as Rafinha is, and look, I think Rafinha is one of the best midfielders to watch. He's fantastic. He's in all the right places, doing all the right things. But when the rest of the team isn't functioning properly around him, it's nigh on impossible for him to get returns for Leeds and therefore for us as FPL managers. And that's my big issue, is I look at that Norwich game next week, and I said this to you, didn't I, when we were watching Liverpool earlier, I look at that fixture for next week and I think I should invest in Leeds.
Mm. But who? But where?
Who and where and why? Yeah, yeah. Because at the moment I'm not seeing anything from them. It was a kind of a lucky, stupid decision from Semedo right at the end of the game, which caused the penalty to be given. I didn't really think the Leeds deserved anything from that game. Rafinha does because he tries hard, but equally, I don't know. And then this injury thing for him, if he's injured for next week, I can't see Norwich. I could see Norwich winning that game.
Oh, give over.
No, genuinely.
Give over.
What if Rafinha can't play either? What have Leeds got?
They do look devoid of threat. Yeah, they do look devoid of threat.
Could you just see a 0-0 draw in that one? Because I could.
Maybe.
If no Rafinha, they're worried.
Well, listen, some conflicting comments in the live chat. So Duncan Crawford, thank you, Duncan. He's saying Rafinha posted that he was fine.
But do we
then
trust him?
Martin King later says, well, Rafinha left on crutches and a boot. So it is one to keep an eye on, guys. Jake Nolan saying, will Rafinha be back? I don't think we know at this stage. I don't think we know. He might say he's all right. A lot of most players in the Premier League would say they're all right, right? To kind of either stop the panic amongst the fans or they want to play, right? But if he... I actually didn't see him leaving on crutches and a boot. But if that is the case, that is a problem.
I did see his post. He did that.
Yeah.
And I did see that. But, you know, we've seen that before with players saying, oh, I'm all right. Be back soon.
Yeah.
Who was it the other week that said they'd be back soon and they're still not back? Can't even remember who it was.
Don't know.
But it's a worry.
We've got a couple of super chats, a couple of yellow super chats. Thank you guys for the super chat. Much appreciated. Cyberdebt is back in with another super chat. I make my transfers when I walk the dog each night. There we go. Good. I think Gianni posted a video on Twitter over the weekend about, you know, that's his outlet, going to walk the dog when he wants to clear his head from FPL.
Maybe we should get a dog.
Well, maybe we should just go for a walk. one night I walked the dog twice. On those walks, I bought in Rafinha, Vardy, Ndombele and Foden.
Wait.
For Lukaku, Doucouré, Gray and Saka. He's bought in Ndombele, which is... quite incredible.
But in Foden, that worked.
Quite incredible. Some interesting transfers there, Si. And now you've got Rafinha and Vardy in your team. You've got some more dog walking to do, I'd suggest.
No, I thought Ndombele was one of the bright sparks for Spurs today. He might not be that bad a pick.
Oh, goodness me. We'll talk about Spurs and bright sparks later on. I think you're being kind there. I think you're being kind. Chintan Suchak. Thank you, Chintan, for the super chat. Hi, guys. Have 113 points.
Very,
woohoo.
Very nice.
With Emil Smith-Rowe, talk about him in a second, Chilwell, Salah captain, Mount and Jimenez, Antonio. I bought in Chilwell for Tierney and put 11.7 million Lukaku on the bench. With Livramento on the bench. What to do with Lukaku? So as we go through the
don't
live stream,
don't worry about
Chintan,
it, just play Tino.
We will be... that's it, just stick Tino.
Just leave him on the bench and play Tino.
Well, I think if you didn't get rid of Lukaku last week, I think you have to now... keep waiting for news, right? We're going to hear from Tuchel in midweek because of the cup games. We're going to hear from him again towards the end of the week before game week 10. So we've got plenty of opportunity to hear how Lukaku is. I still think he's out for the medium to medium-ish term. But, you know, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see. Probably a sell, Chintan, to be honest with you. But who to go for? Is absolutely key. A quick word on Wolves then in this game. Huang back on the score sheet. Look better in a two, don't they, them two? Jimenez and Huang.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because when Jimenez didn't play last week, Huang was pretty poor.
Yeah.
Jimenez apparently was a doubt again this week. Nearly caused me to go into absolute meltdown. Does make it. Plays. They score. They look better. They deserve the win.
Yeah, they did. They look better as the two. And I thought Ait Nouri as well, that fullback, played pretty well. He was second overall for tackles made this weekend. So Rice was top with 10. And then the two second best were Ait Nouri and Lallana, both in with 9. So reasonable game for the young man there at fullback. To be honest with you, I didn't think it was too great a game. I thought Leeds actually lacked a bit of creativity and spark. And Wolves, I think Wolves were kind of coasting to a 1-0. And I think Semedo just had a bit of a brain fart, didn't he, at the end there?
I don't know what was wrong with Semedo.
He's in your team, isn't he? He's in my team.
He was on my bench.
Yeah, he's on my bench as well. But I want red. That's what I've had the ball pulled over my eyes there in my wild card a few weeks back. That was one. I saw the underlying stats. I thought, let's go for it. But...
Is that bothered though? It's cheap. It's not expensive.
He is. He's 4.9.
Yeah, but what?
You have Ben White and bank half a million.
Nah.
Got other problems to sort out.
Well, I just don't think it's that bad.
Your case, no problems to sort out.
I've got no problems. I've got a Harry Kane shaped problem.
No, you haven't. They've got Man United next. You're fine. Leroy is in with another super chat. Thank you for all the super chats tonight, guys. Much appreciated. 119 points.
This is a silly game.
Scores knocking about, guys. Midfield of Salah, Jota, Foden, Kovacic. Salah is the best option of all time in FPL. Kept faith in Trent and Livramento, but his strikers failed. Yes, very much a week for the big midfielders going big. And Salah, he absolutely is one of the best around at the minute, Leroy, no doubt about it. And Duncan Crawford, thank you, Duncan. Good evening, how are you? Thank you for the super chat. Hey, fam, 99 points.
Very nice.
Minus four, though, so 95. Net, okay, not bad. And very good, actually. Salah and Jota saved my bacon big time. Glad to hear your voices back, Sam.
Finally. Do you know, it has its moments even now where it just goes on me for no reason. Yeah. But honestly,
nothing like a good FPL game week to make you feel better, eh?
Well, no, but honestly, how bad was my voice this week?
It's bad.
To the point where I couldn't record any videos. So Monday, Tuesday, it was awful. Wednesday, it was awful. Thursday, was it Thursday night I did that? I went live on American radio on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I can barely talk, but we'll go with it and see what happens. And
every time I thought your voice needs a rest, you were like, well, I can't. I'm doing a podcast or I'm on radio. Or I'm just like...
I just didn't... But last week I didn't do Jammy Picks or Top Points Picks videos because it was so awful.
Sam, I've got to cut. You've so many super chats coming in tonight.
Thank
guys,
you,
appreciate it. Really, really appreciate it. James Craig is in. Scored 105 points. My highest score ever playing FPL. Just want to say thank you to you guys for your advice. You guys rock. James, thank you very much. Much appreciated. 105 points. Not to be sniffed at, my friend. Very, very good indeed. And Mienna back in with another super chat. I have Marcel, Rafinha and CR7. Who to worry about the most?
CR7.
Who to worry about the most? Well, let's move on from Leeds and Wolves and let's talk about Man United 0, Liverpool 5. Excuse me while I put the smile back on my face. There it is. For the podcast listeners, that is a smug grin. What's going on at Man United? Before we talk about Liverpool, what's going on?
I'll be honest. I don't really want to say anything because next week I'm going to have to sit here when they've battered us and look like a plonker.
Well,
so
it'll be very interesting to see what we get now. Are they going to go to Spurs and going to be like, right, we need to put in a performance so this is
100%.
Ridiculous.
Surely.
They just don't. Well, you tell me what you think, but they just don't look well coached at all. And I know that's an easy rhetoric because that's what Sky and BT and Twitter, that's what everybody's saying. It's all going in on Ollie, but it just has to be. They're not pressing as a team today.
I'm not being funny now.
They didn't run after the ball hunting packs. It was so easy to cut through
it's
them.
Very
it's
very easy to blame Solskjaer.
Well,
it's
he is
very
the problem.
Easy. I don't disagree that he is a problem, but it's very. You are talking about a world class set of players, individual players in their own rights. You've got some world class talent there. Obviously, there's Ronaldo, there's Bruno Fernandes, there's players like Luke Shaw. What on earth has happened to Luke Shaw? Woeful at best today. Negligent, probably, is what I would say.
So how is that not Ollie's fault for getting them working as individuals and not as a team? That is fundamentally his fault.
But it's not even working as a team, Lee. They're not working. They're just not working individually. It's almost like they've all gone, nah.
Well, whose fault's that?
Well, at the beginning, I thought it was Ollie's fault. But now, I'm starting to...
Of course it is.
But now I'm questioning the fact that, you know, yes, it's Ollie's fault for them not playing together as a team. But the reality of the situation is that a game against Liverpool, at home, a game like that, even if they didn't have a coach, every single one of those players should be up for that match. And I don't believe that they were.
And whose responsibility
is it? Well,
it's the
player's responsibility.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
No, it's not. They're so poorly coached, Sam, right now.
No.
They're not. Did you not watch the game today?
Yes, I did.
There was moments where one of them, either Bruno or Cristiano or somebody, would go pressing Alisson and press Van Dijk or press Konate. And the three or four in midfield wouldn't press with him. If your front man is going to press, you need to have the other three pressing around them.
But I think,
and it just didn't happen.
But whilst I agree with everything you're saying about Ollie. By the way, I don't think that
Does he make it to next week, Ollie?
Yeah.
I think they'll stick with him.
They're just going to back him to, and they will. But my big problem here is that it doesn't seem to me like the players care. And you can have whoever you want in charge, but if the players don't care, that's a bigger problem than the management. And right now, those players on that pitch did not care today. They did not care because within 3 minutes, Liverpool were all over them. Within 20 minutes, they were 2-0 down. Now, it's inexcusable for a Manchester United side to not care. Forget the manager for a minute. Those players, particularly the British ones, Luke Shaw, Harry Maguire, they know, and Ronaldo actually, because he's been there for years, they know the enormity of that fixture and how important
they
that
all
is.
Do. So why have you just said the British fans? Well, they all know it.
Because, yeah, but they've grown up with it. But, you know, you're talking about players that are getting paid fortunes and that should be living and breathing for the club. And it's what annoys me most of all. It's very easy to sit here afterwards and blame Ollie. Now, he is a big part of the blame, but you've got to look at the attitude of those players, and it was all wrong today from every single one of them.
Yeah, it was. The attitude is all wrong, but for me, that blame lays firmly at the coaching staff and Ollie Solskjaer's door. There's no doubt about it. It's 100% him. He's not got the dressing room. You're right. Some of the stats that Sky put on the screen today about pressing and distance covered and numbers of sprints, that's fundamentally the problem here. You've got world-class players that are not putting the effort in.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to play a Premier League game and not put the effort in, you will lose against anybody because it's the Premier League.
Yeah.
If you don't put the effort in against Liverpool, who we are flying at the minute, you will lose heavily. And that's exactly what happened today. There was no... And in the second half, they actually lost their heads a bit. Pogba, it's high, it's 2 feet, it studs up, it's a red card. There's a case to say Maguire had a foul on Jota and Jota was through on goal. I thought that might have been a red, but he got away with the yellow.
Ronaldo could have gone
when he kicked out Curtis Jones, wasn't it? I think just on half-time or after half-time.
Whichever one it was, I thought it was Jota.
Bruno could have got sent off because he got a yellow in the first half. And this tells you a lot. And
then they'd have all missed next week.
Well, I said this in the Slack just at the end of the game. I said, tells you a lot about the mentality and how that team talk went at half-time. Because Bruno, having been booked in the first half, came out and crunched into somebody about 15 seconds into the second half. As if to say, come on, lads, we've got to go for this. I'm going to really stamp my authority on this game. You've been booked, mate. Chill out. He could easily have gone.
Don't you think? So the one player I will stand up for in this Manchester United team is Bruno. Because I genuinely do think that man cares. Because when he goes out there, he's the only one that ever looks bothered.
Don't know.
He goes out there, he looks bothered. He did try and make a difference in that game.
His body language is not right, though.
Well, yeah, but I think that's because he looks around. He's trying his best. And the rest of them are just like...
But when he's... he's a very vocal guy, right? So I've got no problem with Bruno being a leader vocally. But his non-verbal communication on the pitch is shocking. He's all of this and he's got his head down and his shoulders slumped. But he's not the only one. He's not the only one. Anyway, listen.
That's enough.
That's enough on Manchester United. From an FPL perspective, you're not going there, are you? I mean, Shaw got -2. For Christ's sake.
You're glad you finally sold
him. I'm glad I sold in for Rüdiger last week. That's one of my better decisions this season. Ronaldo, if you're still on Ronaldo, as Mienna was saying in his super chat, that's a sell. That's a sell. I mean, you'd be reluctant to pick this guy now. Never mind captain him. And he's the most expensive player in the game, bar one.
Yeah.
So, listen, you've got to sell, I think. Is there any more else to say on Manchester United? I mean, to compound matters, the fixtures are awful.
And one thing I will say is I genuinely don't think we will see that again next week. They will come...
I'll expect a reaction from Man United.
They will come to Spurs reactionary. They will come to Spurs wanting to win that game.
Yeah.
They will come to play.
Okay. Well, it's Spurs next, as you rightly say. Then, goodness gracious me, it's the Manchester derby. Twice on a bike. Then it's Watford, who may or may not have their act together by then.
No, they have got their act together. Well, did you not see Josh King?
We'll talk about Everton a bit later on because they were pretty bad and all. Then it's Chelsea away, goodness gracious. Then it's Arsenal. I mean, it ain't getting any easier.
I mean, the reality
of
that game is if they don't beat Spurs, they're going to lose 3 of the 4 after that.
Well, never mind that. Between Spurs and City, they've got Atalanta away, haven't they, in the Champions League?
Who they got in the cup this week?
If they go Spurs away, I don't think they have. If it's Spurs, and they might do, someone will tell me if I'm wrong in the chat, but it's Spurs, Atalanta away, City at home. Those next three, I can see him losing all three of those. The Spurs game is huge. He's got to get something at Spurs. He got to.
Yeah, but Lee, got to. I don't have that much faith that we get something against them.
Well, listen, we'll talk about you lot in a minute. That's enough United bashing, because I know I could sit here all night and United bash, because they were awful. Let's talk about Liverpool then. Let's talk about Liverpool. And for everything we've said about Manchester United, and they spoke about this in the post-match on Sky Sports, you know, United were this, United were that. And Souness just sat there and he went, hold on a minute. Liverpool were bloody good as well.
Oh, they were good.
And that is something to say
about
Liverpool.
Nothing should be taken away from the Liverpool performance today. United were woeful, but Liverpool were outstanding today.
Yeah, go on then. Talk to me about Diego Jota then. So Mane not in the starting 11.
As predicted by me.
Okay, well done. Congratulations. And some of the Klopp's decisions and some of his picks at the beginning of the game, I must admit, I was sitting there thinking, ooh. No Fabinho, that's interesting.
Injured.
No Mane, that's interesting. Konate at centre-half, that's interesting. So I was still reasonably comfortable and confident going into the game, as I have been all week. But I just saw a few of those things. And then I saw Milner, third start in a week, and I thought, oh, that's dodgy. Look after those hamstrings. What happens? He goes off with a hamstring injury. And then you've got Keita coming off the get pitch from the shocker from Pogba, so he's possibly injured as well. So don't get me wrong, I'm absolutely buzzing and delighted with this result. It's one of the best afternoons of football I've had in ages. I really, really enjoyed watching it. But it was just tinged with a little bit of Milner and Keita. And all of a sudden, Liverpool might have a bit of a problem in that central midfield three. But FPL-wise, it's take your pick, isn't it? I think you've got to have three from Liverpool. It's just which three you have. Salah being one of them. Trent being another.
There's not a lot of choice because you made it sound like you get loads of choice with Liverpool. But the reality of the situation is you have to have Salah. And if you don't, if you are one of the 35% that doesn't own Salah yet.
Who's not got Salah?
What on earth are you thinking? What on earth? And actually, I was looking at the EO stats for captaincy this week.
Yeah, pretty high, right?
Well, yeah. But I was having a look across the different brackets. I was trying to work out who doesn't have Salah. And actually, the only EO that was under 100 was in the people ranked between 3 and 4 million.
Okay.
So that's where it is. That's the majority of people that don't have Salah.
So most of the engaged game
have Salah.
Yeah,
but
sure.
If you are engaged and you are watching this, and you don't have Salah, for goodness sake, fix that this week.
There's a few managers that we know very well that didn't do the Salah captaincy this week and got a little bit swept up in the Havertz hype over sort of Friday, Saturday. And I feel for those because, do you know what? You look at that Chelsea game, you think that's a big score for them against Norwich, and you reel out the Havertz rhetoric that we had. But you just can't back against Mo at the minute, would you? I mean, I'll ask you every week, perma-captain Mo Salah, is this a thing now? You're going to back him against Brighton at home next week, aren't you?
Well, let's put it this way. I'm not looking at anyone else.
No. I'm looking through my team and I'm thinking, let's have a look at
I'm pondering on writing to the Egyptians and asking if they could just leave him behind.
Yeah, don't want him going over January. Liverpool's fixtures, Brighton at home, game week 11, West Ham away. Okay, so on paper, that's a difficult looking game, despite the fact Liverpool have now scored 3 or more goals in their last 8 away games in all competitions. So absolutely travelling on fire.
I've been waiting to say that stat.
That's the stat I've been reading out all week. but then you've got Chelsea at home to Burnley. So again, we're going to be in this sort of like, ooh, is it Chelsea at home to Burnley or is it Liverpool at West Ham? It's the Manchester derby, so that's going to be a difficult one to call.
Where's my mate Harry that week?
Your mate Harry, you are going to be away at Everton. So that's not exactly a terrible fixture for him either. But again, it looks like a straight choice between a Chelsea player. Or do you just go for Mo away at West Ham?
I think another way to look at this is, what will you regret more? And 100% the answer is not captaining Salah when
he's banned. Ask the Havertz owners. Yeah. Ask the Havertz owners from today,
100%,
I'll tell you.
The biggest regret that you'll have with a captaincy that goes wrong is when you don't put it on the obvious pick, player.
The thing is with Salah, if you look at the three games so far this season for Liverpool where you might not have captained him, and that's Chelsea at home, he got the penalty, Man City at home when he did a worldie, and this game. These are the three games where you'd look at it and you'd say, okay, I might choose somebody else. And he's proved us wrong every single week. Every single time.
9 game weeks in, 1 blank.
Mental.
1 blank.
He's just on a different planet right now.
You can't not. And I think the regret thing is a big factor in this. If your big regret would be not captaining Salah, then for God's sake, just leave the armband on him and don't worry about it. As for who else you pick, you got to have Trent, is my other opinion. I think
looks good, doesn't it?
I just think you'll be frustrated week upon week if you've got Van Dijk or you've got Robertson, because Trent has got that explosive, more assist potential. There's definitely goal potential there from set pieces as well. Obviously, there's the corner factor.
Sure.
I think you'll feel frustrated if you don't have Trent. So that leaves you with one spot. Now, in a normal world, you double up Liverpool defensively, anytime he likes because they're so solid defensively. But the potential with Jota at the moment, I keep looking to sell him every other week.
Top
I think
potential.
About selling him.
He's doing great.
No, but the potential with him every week is like, so every week I look at him and I think I should sell him.
Right.
And at the beginning, if we rewind this video to last week, we sat here and I said I was going to do Jota to Mbeumo this week unless something major happened in between over the Champions League.
Yeah.
Of course, something major happened in the Champions League, so I didn't do it. Thank God I didn't do it. But now I look at it and I think, well, look, even if he gets benched for 1 week, he's rarely going to miss out altogether. He will come on. He can get points off the bench.
But we say,
and the
way
Liverpool
are playing, we've said this for ages.
I just think that owning him for the price point that he is, and with basically no premiums you want up top, why would you not want to have him?
There's two things that stood out for me so far this season. This is not news to anybody, but if you look at the team stats, there's one team that is defending way better than any other team, and that is Manchester City. And there is one team that is attacking way better than any other team, and that is Liverpool. So if you want to have two or three from each of those, have Liverpool attackers and Man City defenders. It is a simple game.
They play each other again for a while,
yeah. It is a simple game, FPL. And despite Brighton scoring the odd goal
for Brighton.
I still think City defence is looking good.
Dodged a bullet there, didn't I?
Looking in the members area, actually, the top for shots or second for shots this game week was Mo Salah. So Salah in there with 8 shots this game week. Sam, who was top for shots this game week, do you think? Top for shots this game week. Go on.
I'm just having a ponder.
Wasn't Mason Mount? I'll give you a clue by clicking on the next game. Brighton versus Man City.
Philip?
Mr. Phil Foden.
I love that
top
boy.
Top for shots this game week. Played in the false nine. 8 shots this game week.
But
what a very good performance.
Yes.
What a fantastic performance.
But do I feel slightly jammy about this? Because those...
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he played...
Oh, yeah.
He was fantastic. Played really well. Was really dangerous. Was everything that you would want from a Manchester City attacking player. But my God, those 2 goals were the jammiest goals I've ever got in my life.
Right. So
when the first one went in, yeah. I was like, because I was watching Jonesy on BT Sport in the other room. You were in here doing something else. And I was like keeping him updated. I was just shouting the scores.
Oh, wow,
I was like,
yeah.
City have scored. He was like, who is it? And I was like, Foden. And then they were talking about it. And I was like, I've got actually dodged a bullet. Then I watched it and was like, oh my life, that was jammy.
Yeah.
And then the third one, which was his second one, I actually told you it was Jesus, didn't I? Because when I watched it, I was like, Jesus.
Well, it looked it, didn't it?
Oh, goodness.
So,
oh, goodness.
So here's my two different feelings on the Phil Foden performance. Phil Foden.
Great but lucky.
Amazing performance, right? All round, brilliant, right? No doubt about it. Sky gave him man of the match. Absolutely the right thing to do. Loads of shots, as I've just suggested. I'm sure his XG was pretty high. Third for overall BPS in the game week. 61 for Phil Foden. Absolutely sensational and deserves his haul. Jammiest haul I've ever seen in my life. Jammiest haul I've ever seen in my life. The first goal,
I can't disagree.
It sort of comes off of his shin and floats in. The second one, Jesus scores and is celebrating. Just so happens that it hits his arse on the way in. And the third one, Brighton give the ball away and he gets a jammy assist for Mahrez in the last minute. Jammiest haul ever from Phil Foden, but thoroughly deserved because he deserved the jam. He was that good. He was that good. Tendai Horton, thank you for the super chat. Good evening, Lee and Sam. Good evening, Tendai. Only 24% have Trent. What? With Diaz, Cancelo and Azpi, would you keep Havertz, Rafinha and Townsend? Got 63 points. What to do? So Tendai's in a little bit of a quandary there, Sam. Of those three, Havertz, Rafinha and Townsend, which of those three would you keep?
You have to keep Havertz right now.
I think you do. Yes,
you
I think
can't
you do.
Not
those
keep
fixtures,
Havertz
yes.
the way things are currently.
Rafinha, I think, is also depending on the fitness.
Rafinha, I think, if he's available, you have to have him for Norwich, which means it's kind of Townsend, and I have some questions about Everton.
Me too. Yes, me too. Perhaps we'll go there next. Anything else to say on Brighton versus Manchester City? I must admit, wasn't expecting City to rack up 4 goals here. Brighton, statistically, have been very good defensively, but sloppy. Bit sloppy, actually, this game week. Not sure where that came from. Liverpool up next, then the fixtures get better for them. So is it a panic on Robert Sanchez, who got, by the way, 2 bonus points out of nowhere this game week, which is very welcome indeed.
Yeah, he got 4.
Yeah, sensational.
He did 4 goals and he got 4 points.
Any more to say about this game? Any other Man City assets to call out, by the way? If you're on a Man City defence or the Man City double-up defence, you're on none of them. So actually, the McAllister goal is another bit of jam that you've had this week. I think you're not panicking, right? You're not panicking.
No, if anything, I am panicking because I don't have
one. You don't have one. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything to say on Brighton?
No, don't panic.
No? All right. Don't panic. All right. Let's talk about a team that absolutely should be panicking because they got beat at home 2-5 by the mighty Watford, who, by their own admission, probably finding their feet a little bit under Ranieri. And we kind of...
What happened here?
Well...
Because at one point, Everton seemed fine. And then it all went to pot.
Yeah, they did. And I don't know, to be honest with you.
They lose their heads.
I think Richarlison being backed helped.
Did it?
And then after he went off, I think they kind of struggled a little bit. I mean, they just look so open. Without...
Was it the decoré factor? Is that easy rhetoric?
I'm sure you guys will tell us in the chat what went on in this game. Joe Findlay-Babbitt is in and moderating, by the way. Absolutely delighted.
Bet he's in tonight. Bet he was first in tonight.
He was in with this one. He was well happy with this one.
He'd have been there as well, I'm pretty sure.
What are you saying about this game? It was a funny old game, wasn't it? I've only really seen just the highlights on Match of the Day. Which...
What am I saying? Bring in Josh King.
No, we're not saying that, are we? Come off it. One game.
Well, look, I'm not being funny, but you know we've been spending all this time talking about how, like, Ronaldo and Lukaku and this and that, and how none of the premiums are performing. What on earth would be wrong with getting Josh King instead and taking all that money and loading it into the midfield?
Well, what I will say is that the overall BPS tables for this week do agree with you. So top for forwards in the BPS tables this week.
He's about 5.5, isn't he?
It's King, and then it's Dennis, by the way. And you have to go all the way down to 4th before you get to anybody of any sort of premium status in Aubameyang, because you've got King, Dennis, Rodrigo, then Aubameyang, then Hwang, then Broya, then it's Antonio Richarlison. So, listen, it was not a week for premium forwards, this. It was a week for the cheapies to show us what they're made of. And maybe these boys at Watford have got a point to prove. I don't know.
And, you know, we're talking about a time where, you know, suddenly we've got all these midfielders that are starting to look like they're going to be desirable. Like, and I've got a 4.5, Ollie Skip, who actually could have scored today. Won't happen again. But, and I, in my head, I'm thinking, if I didn't have a premium, I could have this world-class midfield across my FPL team. If I had Josh King instead of Harry Kane... Yes, Josh King.
You're not bringing in Josh King. Stop it. Stop it. You're not bringing in Josh King.
Why?
It's not going to happen. If you do Harry Kane to Josh King,
well, I'm not gonna
I will
Harry
give up FPL right now. That's the end.
Remember, I nearly started the season with Josh King, apart from for his injury.
Oh,
I genuinely still am in the camp with my two other forwards, where one of them could go in the next couple of weeks. And Josh King is somebody that is on my watch list.
Let's have a look at the Watford fixtures before I call you an absolute moron.
He's cheap and he enables the midfield to be quality.
Southampton at home, so against Tino Livramento and friends. Then Arsenal, Man United, Leicester, Chelsea. You are not,
bench
I repeat,
him.
Not bringing in Josh King. It's not happening. Let's move on. Where else should we go? There's so much to talk about here. There's literally so much to talk about. Just a quick shout. I don't want to talk about Southampton 2, Burnley 2 too much, other than to shout out the goal scorer is actually Livramento, who's in a lot of people's teams, including
Legend.
Mine. What
Thank
a guy.
You,
I mean, what a guy. Starting to look like first 11 material, quite frankly. I mean,
I started him, did you?
Yeah, I did. Absolutely did. Yeah, I mean, home to Burnley. You're going to, aren't you? I must admit, I was expecting the clean sheet.
Starting next week against Josh King.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a one-off for Watford. They ain't getting five again. So Livramento for sure. Let's talk about Cornet in a second. But Broya, here we are again. I think I said last week he looked the business, the guy from the Chelsea Academy. What a week for Chelsea Academy, by the way. It's like Livramento, Broya,
it's quite
Mount.
Worrying really,
it's
like, though, isn't it?
Chelsea Academy is smashing it. Broya, though, 5.0 in FPL, as we said last week.
Did Josh King come from there?
No, he did not. Leave, right. Step away from the Josh King, please.
I really like Josh King.
No one is bringing in Josh King. Oh, my God.
Ask Joe.
He's not doing it.
Joe.
I want to talk about Brozier first. And the first thing to say is that actually I think he limped out of this game, didn't he? So
did he?
Yeah, I think so. And the guys will tell me if I'm wrong in the chat. I don't think it's a bad one.
Okay.
But it's one to keep an eye on. But nevertheless, looks the real deal, this kid. I like him. Very direct. He gives you a lot of things that the other two don't give you. For example, I think Adam Armstrong is a really nice looking player, but I don't think he's direct enough. I don't think he's fox in the box enough. I just don't think he's got the guile that Broya's got. And Che Adams, less said about him, the better. You know my feelings on him.
Is he injured?
Yeah, he is. And I think I'm kind of getting the feeling Hasenhüttl likes to play with the two, though. So even when Armstrong is back, I mean, we saw in this game for a little while, didn't we? Broya up there in the two. I mean, could he? You're not going to drop this guy the form he's in, right? And he's 5.0 in FPL. Never mind Josh Bloody King. This is the guy to get on, isn't it? Come on. Come on, Broya.
I'll agree to disagree.
Well, have you got anything to say about Broya other than he's just a poor man's Josh King?
Or I mean, I'll be brutally honest here. I paid absolutely zero attention to this game apart from going mental that Tino Livramento had gone mental. Because I knew it was coming. I knew he was going to score at some point. I paid absolutely zero attention other than when it flashed up that he'd lost his clean sheet. And I was like, oh, damn. And then it flashed up a little bit later that he'd scored and I went mental.
I love it. You got absolutely nothing to say
I'd been at a birthday party with Evie and I came home. We were sat on the floor in here when we were building Lego. And you were like, Southampton have scored. And I was like, have they? Was it? And you were like, it's Livramento. That was it. That's all I cared about that moment.
Well, as Jotty Gujic is saying, sorry, Jotty, if I've got your surname there wrong, which I probably have. Broya is a very selfish player, which is good for FPL. Yes,
yeah,
I agree.
That's true.
I called him out last week as one to watch. I'm going to do the same again this week.
But are you going to build on it? Are you going to actually do something about it?
Well, I do have a striker spot. I need a cheap striker in my third spot. I've got money in the bank.
Have you?
Well, what I was doing was I was building for my son fund. Okay, that's what I was trying to cut corners here or there and build for a son fund.
Your son fund?
But because I didn't fancy Spurs this week, which I've got that right, and I don't fancy for the next 2 weeks. But actually, from game week 12, I think
you
I'm,
fancied us against Man United, you said earlier.
Get a reaction for Molly. Plus, you're not us, are you? So I'm thinking ahead and thinking Son from game week 12 could be a good pick. But I might spend a little bit of my Son fund on Broya. Because remember, I've got Richardson, haven't I? I've got the 4.5 burner slot up front.
Pays for Swansea.
So I could just take a little bit of... I just don't know if you know if he's in the league or in the country. But if I could just get 0.5 out of my Son fund, I could have a Broya and then have a bit of extra option.
Sure. If it makes you happy, dear.
I can see you've done absolutely no research on Broya. It's just me here. It's just me. Final game to talk about. Yeah. West Ham 1, Spurs 0. Talk me through what Harry Kane is thinking when he's marking Antonio for that corner.
I wonder what Kate's cooked me for dinner.
What is he thinking?
Anything
He just looks so not bothered, Harry
that
Kane.
That wasn't
oh,
defending.
My God.
He was literally not... I mean, I don't know. He looked like he was about to take Antonio for a walk down the aisle. He's basically just holding his hand and then he just let him go.
So bad.
I don't know. It was awful. And normally...
Body language all over the place. Crap defending from the corner.
But the thing
poor is... Poor crosses in when it was easy to put... I just thought his all-round performance was back to being how he came.
What's really
I honestly
annoying?
Didn't understand this last week. There's a lot of hype about Kane coming into this week on the back of a performance against Newcastle. Newcastle are absolute rubbish.
No, but I don't think the hype would have been there at all. Would I have bought in Harry Kane this week?
Yeah.
If Lukaku wasn't injured? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Would I have bought in any Spurs player this week?
Why did you though? Why'd you bring in Kane? I don't get it. I didn't get it.
Because if I didn't bring in Kane, I was going to bring in Vardy and that went well for you, didn't it?
Yeah, listen, I'm not saying that was the right decision either, but you could have had Broya or Josh King. Just saying.
But I'm...
Bloody Josh King.
But I did it in preparation. So I said...
That's as bad as your Rashica call. Remember we went on the FPL show and you're bigging up Rashica? He hasn't played since. Rashica.
I've nailed him.
What a load of crap.
Absolutely nailed him. God. But I bought it.
Watch Josh King go missing for a week.
Oh, sorry about that. I just banged the mic.
It's all right, don't worry. Podcast listeners.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry. I bought in Harry Kane because I know... So I, like you, was thinking ahead to game week 12.
Okay. Do it
thinking,
then.
Yeah, but in my head, I'm like... I don't want to waste my transfers. So if I'm going to waste a transfer, and then what am I going to leave? I didn't think about getting Josh King, but I did think about going down to Tony. That was the other thing I thought about doing.
Yeah.
And I thought,
I've been all right.
What am I going to do? Leave? No, it wouldn't.
For the next few weeks,
leave
Tony.
Leave £6.5 million sat in the bank. I'm going to spend it.
I'm going to
have a problem.
And herein lies the problem, right?
What?
Lukaku injured in midweek, and everyone's like, well, do you get Kane or do you get Vardy? And the answer all along was Josh King. Because we're all thinking, how should we spend this money?
Well, no, because we did
you
talk about
Tony. You don't need to spend it. Go down.
We did talk about Tony as well. And Az and I did have that chat. And I did look at doing that. But then in my head, I was like, well, in 3 weeks' time, 2 weeks' time.
A lot can happen in 3 weeks, Sam. We all got Lukaku 3 weeks ago for the Norwich game. Look what happened.
Well, what do you think is going to happen to Kane in 3 weeks?
I don't know, but somewhere along the line, he needs to find an attitude. Because right now, he's all over the shop. Go on.
He's going to get beaten up over the head by Nuno in training. And he's suddenly going to start playing better.
No, he's not. He can't risk his 120 million he's going to sell him for in January. He looks like a guy that is just waiting it out until he gets his move in January.
He's not going anywhere in January.
Of course he is.
Good luck to him if he genuinely believes. What the hell do Man City want him for? Look at how they're playing. Look what he's doing. What the hell do they want him for?
Anyway, I did not buy into the Kane hype. I'm happy to be proved wrong over the next few weeks. He might be fantastic.
Well, according to you,
honestly,
Man United are going to come to Spurs and get absolutely smashed up. So
did not see anything from him at all. At all.
Thought
Spurs were a bit lacklustre.
But I'm ready. I'm ready for when he goes mental in game week 12.
Good. Okay, good. I'm glad you are ready.
Maybe he might go right mental against Everton in 11.
So let's just check on those Spurs fixtures that we're just talking about. Let's give you guys a bit of context behind that. So the Spurs fixtures, yes, of course, it was the West Ham game, which was the first of three quite difficult ones. Then we've mentioned it already. It's Manchester United, where who knows? Are we going to get a reaction from Ollie's boys? Will they actually turn it round? I don't know. Then it's Everton away. Difficult on paper for Spurs there, although they've just conceded 5 at home to Watford. Then it's Leeds, Burnley, Brentford. So from 12, I agree with you. It doesn't look too bad. I'm not rushing to Spurs in the next two.
But you're misunderstanding here. It's not like I've rushed to Spurs. It's not like I've gone, I must immediately sell my best players and get him in.
That's exactly what you've done. No, Lukaku's injured. I'm going to make a massive heart overhead decision and get Harry Kane.
It's definitely heart overhead, 100%. But I haven't thought, but there was a logic behind it. There was, I don't think he's going to be any good at the moment, but in 3 weeks' time, I want him. And rather than build in a transfer that I'm going to have to make anyway, I might as well do it now, is what was kind of in the back of my head.
Okay, all right. What about West Ham then? So Antonio pops up
still
with the goal.
Still want to sell Antonio.
You still want to sell Antonio? Yeah. Why? Why?
I really am not feeling the love.
Okay.
Did you see a lot from him today apart from the goal?
That's true. No, he wasn't his usual busy self. He was all right.
He was fine, but I just look at him and I think, oh, could I have better? Could I have Josh King?
Could you, for God's sake, please leave it out. West Ham's fixtures coming up. They are right next to Manchester United at the bottom of the ticker there. Villa. Liverpool, Wolves, Man City, Brighton. So, yeah, it's not exactly easy.
I'm going to keep him for
not
Villa.
Not exactly easy.
But if he doesn't return against Villa, I think I'll sell him ahead of Liverpool.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, possibly. If you had, say, Ben Rama in your team, would
he
be
a seller?
I think he would be a seller.
I didn't think he looked very good today at all.
He was probably a seller a few weeks back. The player that impressed me was the guy that got the assist. I thought Creswell played very well. His distribution from that area of the pitch was pretty good.
Actually, what I will say about West Ham is I think over the last couple of weeks, whilst attack-wise, they haven't really impressed me defensively. Yeah. They've been looking a lot better defensively. And they look like a team that are investable from a defensive standpoint.
I think with the amount of injuries and reactive transfers that people will be looking to make this week in FPL, and we'll talk about this in a bit more when I share my team, Antonio is not anywhere near the top of my priority list. I've got other things I've got to worry about.
Have I got flags?
Other things to worry about. Let's talk about those other things that I've got to worry about.
What are you
worrying
about, darling? What are you worrying about?
My team for this week. So my team, my score for this week, 97 minus 4, so 93.
Nice.
Pretty happy with that. Well, very happy with that, actually. Really not happy with benching Jota. Don't even come at me in the chat.
Why
I know that's
did
a mistake.
You do it?
Because Man United away on paper is a difficult game. And I just thought, I expected this to go there and win, but I just thought, it's United-Liverpool. These games, the form book goes out the window. And as it happens, it didn't. The form book ran absolutely true. I just expected...
Did you even think about playing him?
I'm playing Damari Gray. And
it's easier to take, I think, though. If you didn't think about it, it's easier to take, isn't it?
Oh, it's a hard one to take. Because I absolutely, I should have played him. It's a reality. And then obviously Semedo, he was looking at a 7-pointer before the last minute Leeds penalty. So I could have been sitting here even worse off with my bench. But as it is, I am going to stop whinging because actually my team did pretty well. 93 points, which is a 30%, almost 30% jump in rank. So I went from 800 and something K up to 588K. So there's a nice chunk out of my rank. I should not be moaning about that whatsoever.
It's very nice.
However, there are now a couple of things I've got to look at, right? So Rafinha's ankle, I've got to pay attention to that. And whatever the hell Vardy went off for. Apparently, I read something about him being...
injured in the warm-up.
Yeah.
But thought he was okay.
Yeah.
But then wasn't okay.
Could he have just not been... Just if you're injured in that warm-up, just don't play, Jamie. And then Jota comes off my bench. Just don't play, Jamie. Why has he got a soldier on and get a one-pointer? So annoying, isn't it? So annoying. Anyway, so I've got him to consider and I've got Rafinha to consider. And to be honest, guys, and I tweeted this out yesterday...
You're going to get Harry Kane?
I'm not getting Harry Kane. No, absolutely not. Certainly not for two game weeks at least. But this is the story of my season. This is one of the reasons I'm finding FPL really difficult this season is because every week I'm having to do transfers. I'm being reactive to injuries. Like, the Saka thing kept me awake for a week, right? Because is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Obviously, I've got Rafinha's ankle now. Jota's been, you know, I think a little bit injured a couple of weeks ago. Rudiger had the injury, didn't he? And I've just, every week I feel like I'm sort of reacting to something new.
Yeah, you've done the hokey-cokey with that Chelsea defence a lot over the last couple of weeks, haven't you? A
little bit. I'm pretty set Reece now
James,
going on Rudiger.
Rudiger out, Rudiger in.
Reece James, yeah, that was another one. So I've been really, my team's been unsettled, really unsettled. And I've been reacting every single week and having to fight fires rather than actually what I would call proactively making the moves I want to make. So, for example, if Lukaku was available this week, there's a reasonable chance I'd have spent my transfer getting in Broya up front, who have been amazing differential for me.
Yeah.
So, it's listen, it's all ifs, buts and maybes, and I'm not whinging, right, because I've had a good week, and 93 is good. I'm happy with that. But it's just, that's the story of my season. Do you feel that as well, that you're making a lot of reactive transfers? You guys get in the chat, let me know. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I definitely am. I mean, for me, it actually was a positive this week because, as I said earlier, my transfer would have been Mbeumo for Jota, which would have been an absolute disaster of a transfer.
Yeah. Yes.
So actually, the fact that Lukaku got injured did go in my favour this week from that perspective. But yeah, I do feel like I'm always having to wait. I'm always having to kind of make decisions that aren't necessarily... Kane in this week was not a transfer I wanted to make.
No. Yeah. We'd have all been happy with Lukaku, wouldn't we? No problem. Yeah.
And there's been a few times this season where I've kind of gone, well, now I have to do that, or I have to take a hit, or to get in the player that I want. And you know, would I have liked a Chelsea attacker for this week? Absolutely. But I just didn't want to take a -4 for it.
Yes.
And that was where my big problem came, is that I was kind of like looking at that Chelsea team thinking, well, I just can't be certain where the goals are coming from. So I don't really want to take a hit. And yeah, it's been a really hard season, to be honest, so far. I feel like everything's been difficult. You get a little bit of traction one week and then the players that perform that week don't the week after, and you're back where you started from. And it's been really difficult. And I think one of the things that we should all be aware of is that the gaps are so small. Even now, 10 game weeks in nearly, the points differences are tiny.
Yeah.
So a good week, huge gains.
Well, speaking of which, my game week is good. Now, I've got to go on the FPL show, podcast. They're going on the FPL podcast on Thursday and they're going to say, Lee, you've had a good week. And I'm going to say, yeah, I've had a good week. And then Kelly Thomas is going to go, but Sam had an amazing one. Tell us about it. And I'm going to say, no. I'd like to talk about my week, thank you very much. And she's going to say...
Sorry.
She's going to say, no. Sam, your wife got 128 points. 128 points. Absolutely ridiculous. I've got to go on that show and they will not want to talk about my team.
I don't know what happened, Lou.
128 points, Sam. You've got a rank change of 84.47%. You're up from 700, 800K, something like that, to 117K. Totaling at 618 points. So you are absolutely right to suggest that one good game week can propel you up the ranks. 128 points. Talk us through this. This is ridiculous.
The only player that let me down was Harry Blimmin' Kane. Wow. Everyone else.
I could have told you that, couldn't I?
Everyone else.
Returns from everyone.
Everyone.
So good.
And I don't know. But this is the point, isn't it? And I have honestly found this season so difficult because... every week I feel like I'm not really making the transfers I want to make. every week I feel like the players that I've got are the right ones for the week, and they're not. Every week I feel like I can predict what's going to happen with Pep or Tuchel, and I can't.
No.
Every week I feel like I can predict the results of the games, and then Watford beat Everton. And it's and you can't. And that's why it's been so hard. But what I have taken from this week, more than anything else, what I took from yesterday, today was ridiculous, but yesterday, that Foden transfer a couple of weeks ago.
That's the one in your team, isn't it? But 18 points from Foden is sensational.
If you remember last weekend, we came to pick you up from Vicarage Road when you went to watch Liverpool.
Yeah.
And I was really nah about everything because Greenwood, I'd sold him for Foden. Greenwood had scored. Foden had got the assist. I was I felt a bit kind of like, I thought I was doing the right thing and now I'm not sure if I've done the right thing. But that 1 points return from Foden this week, the rank change as a result of it was huge. And so what I will say is if you're having a difficult season like I have been, and if you're finding it all really hard, and if your game week hasn't gone well this week, that there...
You too can be the recipient of 18 jammy Foden points.
That there, in a nutshell, is why it is like it is this season, because everything is so close. Like one
that
game
City, that City game has done you so well because there's a lot of Man City defenders out there.
100%.
And McAllister scores.
I'm going to send him a Christmas card.
And you get the 18 points for Foden from the... And I go back to what I said before. Fantastic performance from the young man. He deserved it. But there's some FPL jam there, wasn't there? There was a flick off the shin.
There's jam everywhere. Oh. There's absolute jam everywhere. The fact that I've still got Jota in my team is jammy. The fact that Foden... I don't know how he's got two goals, but he has. It's jammy. The fact that Livramento scored in this game when he's lost his clean sheet. The fact that Rudiger's got the jammiest of assists also in there. Look, everything about this game week could have been very, very different.
I've got people in the chat. So Alexis is in there saying, is my math wrong? It feels too much. You can't have 128 points. Trust me, that adds up to 128
points. At one point,
points.
I actually
so
did
good.
Have 129. Jota lost his bonus point and it really annoyed me.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I was in the top 100k when I had that one.
Boo-hoo.
But that's another point. That 1 point that I had for Jota, I was at 97k with that.
Yeah.
So that's what?
What, 1 point?
One
is 20
point,
odd rank,
20%.
20K. Yeah, yeah.
20k.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, and that... in a nutshell, is why it's so hard right now.
So good.
So if you've had a good game week, great, keep going. If you've had a bad one, please don't worry about it. It will change.
Very good. Thank you, Sam, for the motivational speech. Really appreciate it. Let's talk about our
team.
You've
had a good game week.
No one cares because you've got 128 points. Let's talk about...
Did you come up with a copy of FIFA this week?
What? Is that what you win?
Well, the highest ever in the week. Do you think
it
might be the highest?
No, I'd imagine there'll be other jams out there. There'll be some Mason Mount and Foden and Salah captains out there, aren't they? I'm pretty sure.
Imagine if I don't want a copy of FIFA, I don't want really want it. I have to give it to Max.
I was
going to
say, you'd have to give it away on air, probably.
No, give it to Max.
Game week 10, then. Let's have a look ahead, then, and talk about what we might be doing for next game week. So I've had a look at the bus team. These are the bus teams for next week, looking a little bit similar. But,
I didn't change my captain. I wouldn't change the captain, but I would have changed the vice.
I don't think you need to change your captain.
No, but I would have changed the vice.
I would offer Kane. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Put it on phone.
What are you thinking for next week? Early thoughts for game week 10. Guys, get in the chat. We'd love to hear your thoughts on these two teams and what you would change, what you would do. Let's hear it. Any early thoughts? Man City defence? Where do you think you're missing out?
The problem is that Man City defence is really hard for me to get to because I've got nothing in the bank now because of Harry.
That's an easy answer to that, isn't it?
I might just roll.
Well,
and
there's
then
a
I'd
case
have,
for it. Yeah,
and then I'd have two next week.
Yeah.
And then I might be more inclined to sell Antonio that week because he's got Liverpool. And then that would mean I could take the money and upgrade Semedo to a City defender. That's where I am at the moment.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I mean, looking at the team, looks great. Jimenez looks a great pick for next week. What else you got in there? Jota at home to Brighton. Yeah, I mean, let's see what team Liverpool play against Preston. But
in my opinion, he plays Mane.
I would be surprised if too many of the first 11 get too many minutes there. Foden at home to Palace, that looks all right. Even Kane, I mean, despite what I've said, I'm sitting here saying United, we should get a response from Ollie's boys. What if we don't? What if that team today turns up? Kane and Son will have a field day, right?
So well, they can try.
So you're looking all right. My team is looking okay.
Vardy's not flagged there.
Well, Vardy's not flagged. That might come to fruition at some stage. So I have to keep my eye. Again, it goes back to what I said before, right? I'm going. Whereas you've got the luxury of being proactive and saving your transfer and planning ahead. I don't know if I'm going to have that luxury yet with Rafinha and Vardy potentially flagged with injuries. So I'm probably going to have to sort those two out. If I was to do that, I would certainly have a look at... I probably would keep Rafinha and hope that he comes back for Norwich. I really, really want him for that Norwich game. What is it with my players? I keep missing out on Norwich. I keep bringing these players ready to play Norwich and they don't play. But if Vardy is injured, which I don't think it's a big un for Vardy, for what it sounds like, it may be precautionary brought up at half time. But if he is out for a number of weeks, and I've got to look elsewhere, haven't I? I've got to look elsewhere amongst this plethora of, you know, cheap attacking talent. And I've maybe got to look at Broya and go all the way down there. Or I've got not to look at Josh King. Or I've got to go to Jimenez potentially at home to Everton, which I like the look of.
Aubameyang.
Not with Saka in my team as well. I don't know if I like the Arsenal attack enough to go double up.
I don't really think that you would want to go Aubameyang, because I think if you were going Arsenal, you'd go Saka or Smith Rowe. But yeah, I was just possibly kind of offering it out. There's a lot of cheap options that are really nice.
There is. I really like your Phil Foden in midfield. Palace at home. It feels a bit points chasey to go for him. But well, that feels a bit points chasey as well, right? But at Newcastle away, I mean, there's a lot of strong options next week. And I do feel a little bit underinvested potentially in Man City and Chelsea with only one defender from each, given that they've got Palace at home in City's case and then Newcastle away from Chelsea's perspective. Of the two, I have to say, I probably fancy going in on Chelsea. So if I was going to go there, I think I probably would go for Mount.
No Brentford either. So you could go Tony.
That's very true. Yeah, very true. Because this is the moment, I think. And let's have a look at the fixtures for Brentford going forward. You're absolutely right. But it's Burnley, then Norwich again. So someone will get injured before that. And then Newcastle, Everton and Spurs. So this is the moment. I think a lot of FPL managers were looking at Brentford in game week 9 and saying, I could go there early. But Leicester is a difficult looking game. Mm. As it proved, Leicester turned up, did
and
an all right
Bueno
job.
And then Bueno got taken off on 57.
And then Bueno did get taken off. So again, you've got another flag for us to look out for, right? And again, I don't think it was a big injury, but
I think it was tactical.
Have a look at that. Was it tactical?
I think it was tactical.
Was it?
I think so.
Interesting.
Which is very worrying if you're an Mbeumo owner now.
Well, it is. Is it? I don't know. I'd be worried.
Yeah,
I still think he's the one to have up there. So this is the week, though. You're right. Game week 10.
Tony was not a bad shout if Vardy's injured.
Yeah, possibly. So certainly Burnley, Norwich, Newcastle. The next three look so good for Brentford, don't they? So good. Mm. So, yes, lots to ponder then ahead of game week 10. But we'll leave you guys on the thought that Sam has had, I think, probably your best game week of the season. If you can do better than that, I will be super impressed. 128 points.
Might be my best game week ever. I can't ever remember getting 128 points.
What's your game week rank? It's got to be top 20k.
I checked at one point and it was at 45k.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
I can't think that it would be... But everyone else did quite well in this last game. And then, of the Liverpool players, Jota's my differential. So I wanted him to do a bit more, to be honest.
Nice.
It was a good game.
Here comes the question I ask you every single week.
I'm ready.
Pods, shows, what are we doing this week?
You are podding.
I am, yes. No one cares, but yeah.
I am going on, if you are not in the UK, you will be able to catch me on FPL Fan Zone this week.
That's what people want to see. People want to see you this week.
Jules and Leroy.
128 points.
Tuesday.
No one wants to see the 93 points.
With Jules and Leroy.
I'm sort of proud of it, but I'm sort of not. Sorry, go on.
You'll be able to catch me on Tuesday with Jules and Leroy on the FPL Fan Zone. Did you know I got 128 points?
Oh, shut up. You're going to be intolerable this week. I just can't bear it. I can't bear it.
And we're not doing the show, but we will be on the show next week, which I'm
very good. Right, very good.
I'll probably have had like 2 points.
yeah, it's a crap week next week. Yeah, game week 10 was rubbish. But do you remember game week 9?
I'll text Tom, the producer, and say, you know, next week can we just? I might ask him if I can just dial into the FPL show this week.
You can be the dial in.
I'm going to text him later. And say, Tom, do you need a dial in for Thursday? Yeah. Because I did get 128 points, and I would like everyone.
I'm going to come on and shamelessly talk about how great I am. Yeah. So good. You should definitely do that.
I can't. can't do that.
Look out for Sam dialing into the FPL show this week.
I will not be dialing into the FPL show this week, but you will be able to catch Lee on the podcast and you will be able to catch me on FPL Fan Zone.
Someone has found your game week rank, Sam. Would you like to know what your game week rank is?
What is it?
4,000.
No!
4K game week rank.
You're joking!
I don't think you get... Major League Soccer is saying 4,008, to be precise, is your game week rank. Very, very good.
I've never had a game week rank
like
that.
That's good. That is good.
Do you remember when it was like 4 million a couple of weeks ago?
I do, yes. It was particularly bad. But these are the game weeks, Sam, that we live for in FPL. It's absolutely sensational.
I'm going to live on this week for a long time.
You're going to dine out on this for some time, no doubt about it.
Catch me also on everything else this week.
Yeah, catch me on absolutely everything.
Anyone will have me, I'll be on this week.
Every podcast Sam is going to be on this week, shouting about how great she is with her 128 points.
I won't be. I'll be talking about Phil Foden's jammy goals.
Guys, thank you for joining us tonight on FPL Family. Hope you enjoyed the show. Really great show. Really enjoyed talking about the games, particularly what happened at Old Trafford. I'm off to watch Match of the Day 2.
Not. It's the Strictly results. First.
Never mind bloody Strictly Come Dancing. I am watching Match of the Day 2 and watching my boys score 5 past David De Gea again. Until next week, guys, when we'll come back and we'll do it all over again to review game week 10. Leave us a like before you go. If you're new to the channel and you enjoyed the live stream, hit that subscribe button and the little notify bell too, so it'll tell you when we're live next and when there are new videos up on the channel. And we'll see you next week. Cheers.
Bye, guys.
128 points.